We hear again from the appointed psalm, Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. In the name of Jesus. The psalm is a prayer, especially at times like this in our nation. We can be thankful that our Lord gives us the words to pray. It is an intercession to the God in heaven from the lips of those who belong to him. And it is an intercession that he wants to hear from us, for he gave it to us for that. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95:1. Those are the first words our Lord gives us in this psalm. They're words that were given to speak not to him, but to each other. We're encouraging one another. O come, let us sing to the Lord. In this short petition, our Lord gives us so much. First, he binds us together, all of us, as brothers and sisters in Christ, in such a way that we speak to each other in invitation and encouragement. Second, as we speak to one another, in encouragement, we're inviting each other to the Lord's name to receive his gifts. Third, we're inviting one another to join as one voice in making this joyful noise. And that noise is joyful because it is, the psalm says, to the rock of our salvation. That is, we have a Savior. We are justified by faith in that Savior, and that Savior is our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. So the psalm gives us to pray, let us come into his presence. Let us come before his face, other translations have it better, with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise, Psalm 95:2. In this encouragement that you and I are given to speak to one another, we are given to remind each other with words of thanksgiving. For to give thanks is to rejoice in the knowledge that all that we have is from our Lord. So it is something we're thankful for. It's not of us. It's from him as a gift, from him who cares for us, and we now sing to him with that joy, praising his name. For the Lord, the psalm says, is a great God and a great King above all gods. So we pray to our Lord, who is the creator of all. There is no power above him, either in heaven or on earth, and every breath of ours comes from him, and our every care we commend to him. In his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. His hands form the dry land. Verses 4 and 5. All things are in his hands. We give petition to our God for the earth and all the things around us, praying that in hurricane or earthquake, in pestilence or famine, he cares for us as he has promised to do. We pray to him for all the things of this created order. This includes the things of our parents and of children and family, our neighbor. It includes those given positions of authority to serve us, the prince and the king, or in our case, the president, the governor, the mayor, and all in public office. We commend them to our Lord's care, that they would use their offices to protect families and all persons, and that we would give them due respect and help as we are able. We pray then for the police officers, the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, commending them to our Lord's care, that they would do well in providing safety and medical care and would receive due honor from us and our families. We pray for our neighbor, that our neighbor would be kept in health, and where our neighbor is sick or weak or even just fearful, we rejoice in helping our neighbor as we're able and in speaking encouragement. And we can say that especially at times such as these days that we're in now, days that most of us in here have never seen before, so far as a nation being given action, we pray for our nation and our neighbor. We know that our president has declared this to be a national emergency, and we may not understand the scope of this. We may not even agree with all the assessments being made, but we give thanks to our Lord for the president, the governor, and all governing authorities. We do not panic. We do not fear, for we know that we belong to the Lord who is our shepherd, and in this faith, we pray that our authorities handle things with wisdom, and that they receive, as we learned it in the Catechism, due honor and service and obedience from us and fellow citizens. Especially at a time as this, we pray for those who may be susceptible, and we pray for the doctors and nurses and medical providers that work with them, that they may have much success in their service to us and neighbor. And we pray all of this with confidence and thanksgiving, because God is our shepherd. He loves us, and we are the people of his pasture. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, says the psalm. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. So we pray to our God in the confidence that he is indeed our God. He has named us in baptism as his children, and he will not depart those who belong to his name. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. He cares for us as a shepherd not letting his sheep go without good water, as a shepherd guarding his sheep from the wolf, as a shepherd even who lays down his life for the sheep. God has shown his love for us in that even while we were still sinners, he gave his son to die for us, Romans 5:8. That means that through Christ, we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, Romans 5:9. Because he is our shepherd, and we are his sheep, and because by his blood he has given us access to the grace in which we stand, we pray to him. This is a worship which receives gifts from him. For to worship God in faith is not to bring gifts to God hoping to make him happy, but it is to come to him to receive all good gifts from him. To worship God in faith is to know that even as we suffer, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that he is our God who loves us, and this suffering produces endurance. And endurance then produces character, a character by which we know that we are his people, he is our Lord. And in every doubt or weakness or fear, we commend ourselves in confidence to him. For this character that he gives us, this character of knowing that we are his, produces, says St. Paul, hope. Romans 5:4. Romans 5. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.